Nafsa Likyua de Peru. He's Bene. Hocholais Likyua de Peru Bene. That even though it was bad vinegar to start off with, but since it had inside it the tartarness of the peri, that still gives it some strength to sugar up the blood. Whereas if you use the good vinegar once already, you used up the tartarness that came in from the peri, you cannot use it a second time. Tartarness of the yeah. of the says in the Mishnah, Ein Tzerlin Es HaPesach. Es HaPesach. This is the Mishnah. So the end of the Mishnah says, when you roast the Korban Pesach, you can't do the Shomatchis on a metal one, and Hoa Din Al-Loy Al-Shvud, you can't use it on a grill. Since usually a grill is made out of metal, you can't roast the Korban Pesach on a grill. So Marissa Kasha, Maisa Lister. Our Mishnah says just the opposite. The Saisa brings a Maisa. Because at the end of the Mishnah it says, right after it says, you should not use a grill. The Mishnah says, Omrev Tzadik, Maisa Rav Gamliel, Shomel Atevi Yavdoi, Seva Tzolon Asa Pesach, Allah Askelon. That he told his Eved, go ahead and roast the Korban on a grill. So this is Madav. The Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. How does the Mishnah right away bring out a Maisa that it's Mutter, the Stira? For the Gemara, Maisa Lister just brought down a Maisa, a story that Saisa breaks the Klal. And the Gemara Chasuri Mechza, something is missing in the Mishnah. V'ochi Ketona, this is what it should say in the Mishnah. V'yim Askola Menukevis. If this grill is Menukevis, means has a lot of holes, it's a holy one, it's a Menukevis, then Mutter. Then it's Mutter to roast the Korban Pesach on top of this grill. The Yomer Reb Tzadik, then Reb Tzadik says in the Mishnah, Maisa, the story, Reb Gamliel, Shomel Tevi Yavdo, he told his Eved Tevi, save it so long as a Pesach al Askelo. You could go and roast the Korban Pesach on an Askelo grill, Minukevis, which has holes in it. Since it has holes in the grill, then it's Mutter. So Rashi explains, what does it mean there are holes in the grill? Rashi Minukevis, Asuyin Kebrichim, the grill has long metal poles going through it, Kein Shalonu, V'yesh chalal godol bein briach lebriach. Like our grill. In between one piece of metal going across and the next one, there's a big hole, a big space in between. V'noisin ha-shvud l'rochboi. And the way they had this shvud, in other words, you stalk this piece of wood from the pomegranate tree through the Korban Pesach, and now you took the wood and you hung it in between the two poles of the grill. In other words, you had two poles going like this, so the metal pieces, and in between you had the Korban Pesach roasting. So therefore, the Korban itself, the meat itself, did not touch any part of the metal of the grill. So that's why it's mutter. Because the meat itself is not touching the metal. Shein besoroi negeya b'barzel. The boss of the meat of the Korban Pesach is not touching the metal piece of the grill. So if you have such a holy grill that the metals of the grill are separated, that there's enough space in between, that's where the meat stays, then it's mutter. Boy minei Rav Chinuno bar Idi m'Rav Ada bar Ava. He asked the Mishayla. Tanur she'esiko beklipe orla. You have a tanur and oven. The most times used to heat it up by burning wood inside it. So they burnt up klipe orla. You took an Easter hanor of orla. That's the fruits that grow the first 3 years. And used the klipim, the shells of the fruits of orla. So, look who that's also to do. Now the gorfu. Now you cleaned out all these shells, all the klipe orlo, like all the fuel, the wood itself, you took out of the tanner. So all that's left in the tanner is only the heat. So again, how did you heat up this tanner? By burning klipe orlo, burning the shells of orlo, which is also banor. The gorfu, then you cleaned out all the shells of the orlo. The yofa boyas apas. And now you put bread into this oven, because the heat is still there. You put your fresh dough in there, and now it gets baked from this heat of the oven. Is what the loch is this bread mutter or not? So Gemara says, "L'divrei oiser mahu." We had a machlekes the Gemara before on the Chov Vov and Kol Shor. We learned that there's a man Yomer that says, "Yei shvach etzim bapas." That while the wood of Earl is actually burning in the oven, and on top of the wood, on top of the fire, you're baking bread, we say the bread is also banor also, because we say, "Yei shvach etzim bapas." The shvach of the etzim, the wood that's Earlum, when it gets burnt up, we consider as if the wood gets changed over into the heat, and then it goes into the bread, and we look as if in the bread there's mamish pieces of orla there, therefore the bread is also banor. Now, Hashalom is ma, what's the luck over here? It's over there, it's much better, because there, you didn't clean out the klipa orla, the wood of the orla, your mamish is still burning the orla there. So since the orla is on the floor of the tanner, and now there's a fire there, we look as if the orla goes into the fire, and then goes straight into the bread is also. But here that you cleaned out all the orla. So all that's left in the tanner was just the heat, that came out of this orla. What's the loch of the heat itself? Do we say when the heat now heats and bakes this bread, do we still consider as if the orla goes into the bread and the bread is also banor? Or else, no, it's mutter. Rashi says, L'divrei oiser, the perakol shor, Rebbe yoimer hapas asura, is mahu, hocho ein shvach etzim hapas. Maybe here it's different because there's no real shvach etzim. You don't have the wood, you don't have the orla in the oven. You are gorfu, you cleaned out all the coals. There's no more fire in the oven. It's only the heat that came out of the coals. So what's the lochum? When this heat bakes the bread, is the bread also or not? Omalai, so he answered back, hapas muteris. The bread is mutter. He's here, since there's no more orla inside the oven, you cleaned out all the klipa orla, it's just the heat that's there, the heat by itself is not considered a continuation of the orla. Therefore, the heat that baked this bread, the bread is mutter. Omalai, so the answer here, told him back, Omalai, I've omar rav chinano saba. The chinano saba said, omar rabbi asi, omar rabbi yochanan, tanor shesiku. If you have a tanor, an oven that you first heated up, you had wood inside there, you made a nice fire, and you heated up the oven, vigorfoi, and then you clean out the wood. You take out all the coals, all the wood you take out. Vitzolo boyasa pesach. And now you put the korban pesach inside this oven. In other words, you want to roast your korban pesach. So first you heat up the oven well with nice hot wood, a nice fire you make there to heat up the oven well. And now you clean out all the wood, so the heat is still there. Now you put your korban pesach inside there. And what's the loch? Is that called a good sli or not? So he said, Ein zet sliyesh. This is no good. It's a pasul korban pesach. You can't eat the meat. Why? Because that's not called sliyesh. Roasted by fire. What's the raya? Shenemra, because the pasuk says in Shemois, sliyesh, shtei pomim. In the parsha talking about how you have to roast the korban pesach, it says two times in the pasuk, in the parsha there, sliyesh. You have to make your korban pesach roasted over what? Over fire. So since it says two times in the Torah the word Eish, we say this is not called fire. What is it called? Because when you put your meat, the korban pesach, into the oven, there's no more fire there anymore. You already cleaned out all the fire. You took out all the wood. You only have now the heat. So the heat from the wood is not called Eish. Now the Mora says, Taima, why do you say this svara, that it's not called Sliyesh, it's not called you roasting over fire? Why? The Goli Rachmonet Sliyesh, Teipomim. Only because by Korban Pesach, the Torah had to say two times. It was matzah two times, you have to roast the meat on top of fire. Mash medir, you have to have mamish, fire has to be there. And if you clean out the fire first, that's not considered you have fire there. Holoi goler rachmona, but if the Torah would not have uncovered, not tell us this yisoid, hava mina, I would think, sliyeshu. If the Torah would have just said one time, you have to roast the Korban Pesach, sliyesh, I would think, even though you cleaned out the fire already, but since the heat in the oven now is heat that's coming from fire, that's still considered sliyesh. Have a mean, I would think, sliyeshu. This is called sliyesh. Satsakasha, why are you telling me now, when you heated up this oven with orla, with isuri hanom, and then you cleaned out the orla, you want to tell me if you bake your bread there now, the bread is mutter banor, and we don't consider as if the fire is still going on there to say yesh rachetz mapas. Here is mashmano. Even when you clean out the fire, we still consider as if the fire is there. It would have been considered sliyesh here by the Korban Pesach. Only the Torah says two times here, sliyesh, sliyesh. That tells us here by Korban Pesach, you have to have mamish fire. But otherwise, I would say the heat that came out of fire is still considered like the fire itself. So why do you say this pas is mutter? The pas should be yosef. Rashi sliyesh, karinim bay. Rashi begabe atse isuro miyo nisaser dosom like siv miyutei. When you're burning isuri ano, so is the fire that the heat that comes out of it should also be considered heat from the fire of isuri ano, which is still be yosser. It's only by korban pesach the Torah says two times sliyesh sliyesh, but not by orlo. And the Gemara one Torah says amalei goli rachmana hosom viyafini mino. It's not true. The Torah has to uncover to tell us this yisoid by korban pesach. That fire means the fire itself that comes out of the wood. But if you clean out that wood and there's no more fire, just the heat that came out of the fire, that is not considered Eish. And once the Torah told me that he said by Korban Pesach, I learned out from it all over. I learned out from here from Isurino by Orla also the same Yisoid. That if now you cleaned out the Orla, you only have the heat that came out of it, that's not cool like the fire is there. The boy is saying, another Torah is the Yikot Teretz Chura, Poshta Teretz. It's true. By Korban Pesach, if the Torah wouldn't have said two times the word Sli'esh, I would have thought that what is Sli'esh? It would have just said one time and has to be roasted. What does the Torah want? The Torah wanted that this meat should not be boiled, but rather roasted. What is considered roasted? It was only from the heat of fire. There also, since Metchila, how did you warm up this oven? Through fire. So since the heat in the oven came through fire, even though now you take the fire out, but that heat true is called Sli'esh. That's what I would have thought. True, 100%. For Korban Pesach, I would have thought it's kosher. Because the Maisa, where's the heat in this oven now? It came from the fire that was there before. So even though there's no fire right now, still I would have thought that's called Sli'esh. It's called the heat from the fire is now roasting the meat. Avol hocho, but over here by the Svorah of Yesh Vach Eitz in the past, when you're baking this bread, this hetadika bread, you take nice dough and you're putting it in the oven. What's wrong now? Because you heated up this oven with atzei, with klipei orla. You heated it up by burning orla, which is also banor. Avol hocho eitzim b'yisurach hakapet rachmona. What's wrong here when you're using this wood of orla to make a fire? What's also? Is the fire, is the heat also? No. The heat itself should be mutter. What's the yisur? The eitzim is the yisur. You're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the orla. Orla means the peiros that grow the first 3 years. When the tree is growing, those peiros are also banor. Who are then the klipei orla? The shells around the peiros is also also banor. So the Torah was marked, but you can't have any hanoah enjoyment from those klipim, from those orlam. The other svar is, if you're burning the orla in the oven and the orla is there on the bottom of the oven, and now you have bread on top, we say a svar, yeshvach eitzim, the orla on the bottom, we look as if it's extended straight into the bread. But that's only pshita, the kol zaman, the eitzim, the orla is there. Mashenkin v'hol esnayum. But here that you first cleaned out the oven, you took out all the coals, all the klipi orlam. You have no more orla in the oven itself. You only have the heat that came out of the orla. So true, that's called eish. Shabbat is called eish. The heat that came from fire is still called fire. But the Torah didn't say anything wrong with the fire. What's wrong is you can't have enjoyment from the orla itself. So when do we say there's an extension that the orla, the wood, the orla itself, like transposed goes from the state of wood into fire, into the bread? That we say this shvach eitzim in the pot, in the bread, we see there's some orlam, only if the orla is still there in the tanner. But now that you're cleaning out all the orla, there's no more orla here, you only have the eish, the heat of it. Pshita, that doesn't answer. This is a portion of Teretz. See, this will show until you speak to what the Havim in the Gemara was. Look who it is, the portion of Zachidom. Rabadi, yesh vach eitzim, the pot is only, it's an extension from the orla, from the Yisuriyano that's there in the tanner. But here, where you first cleaned it out, so it's not there anymore. You just have the heat that came out of it. The heat itself is not orlam. Therefore, even though metchila, you're not supposed to have enjoyment from the heat, because the heat came from Yisur Yanom, but if you bake bread now, you don't say the svar, we look as if the orla was put into the bread. No, the bread has no orla in it. Therefore, avada, the bread is mutter. But Tana Rabbonin, chot choy v'nosnoy agabi gecholim. You have your korban Pesach, that the Mishnah says, metchila, you're supposed to take this piece of wood, the spit made from a pomegranate tree, and stick it through the mouth of the Korban Pesach, all the way through the other side, and that's the way you roast it, on top of the fire. What about chotchoy? You cut up the piece of meat, you cut it into pieces. So Rashi says, not that your mamish made into two pieces the Korban Pesach, just you made a slice there. Still one piece, it's still one animal, just you made a slice there. Rashi chotchoy, le Pesach, v'loi hivdil, you didn't mamish make into two separate pieces. You just gave a slice there, two or three places in the animal to make it roast faster. You wanted to have a faster job. Is there anything wrong with that or not? Is that called, still called sli'esh or not? And also you put on top of coals. What's the halacha? Is coals called sli'esh? Is Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi Yomer, Imrani, I say, shezet sli'esh. Yes, this is called Sli'esh. It's even though it's on top of coals. Coals is also called Sli'esh. Esh doesn't mean there has to be mamish fire there. Coals, red hot coals, is also called fire. That's also called Esh. Hey, some if you slice the animal, that would be nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to slice, just you can't break the bones maybe. and the whole animal has to be together. But here it's one piece still, because you made a slice there, that wouldn't be a shiloh. So the shiloh here is that you're putting on top of coals. You're not putting on top of fire. There's not real fire there. There's only on top of hot coals. So he says, yes, coals, gecholim, is also called tliyesh. It's good. So yes, the kasha to Rav Chisda. Miyama Rebbe, is it true that Rebbe just said gecholim eshnenu, that hot coals is also considered fire? Whenever you need fire, doesn't mean fire mamish. It's even enough to have coals. That's also called fire. Reminu have a kasha. With alocha by a shchin, michvas esh. The Torah said the different type of shchin boils you have on your hands, on your body. One could be a michvas esh. That came, you got a burn. If you were burned someplace on your body, and that turned into be a shchin, that's a special simon of a shchin. Of a shchin. Mitzaras. Michvas esh. Is ein liyela shenichva b'yesh. So the Torah says, after you have a burn from a fire, maybe only if you're burnt mamish from fire. Nichva b'gecholis. What's going to be if your hand got burnt or any part of your body from a hot coal? Or else beremetz. Rashi says, eifer roseach, hot earth. Or else besid with lime roseach, a hot lime. Or else begostis roseach. Rashi also means sidhu, another type of a lime, a hot lime. V'chol dover abor min or. Anything that was heated up from fire. If anything that's hot now, and that hot thing burnt you, how do I know that's also considered in michvas esh? Now, lasuye comes to include chamayor, even hot water. Water that was boiled up from fire is also, how do I know that's also, that water burns you, is still called michvas esh, minayin. Talmud Loim, where the pasuk says, michva, michva, riba. Says two times the word michva, an extra pasuk, a ribui. So what do we see here? The Morris, now this is the kasha. Taimo the Rabbi Rachmana michva michva. Why do I say if your hands got burnt from coals, it's also called michvas esh? It's called you got burnt from fire. Not because gecholim means fire, but rather because there's an extra pasuk here. Michva michva. Mashma hola riba rachmana. If you did not have this extra word, michva michva, I would think gecholim lav esh ninu. I would think when the Torah says michvas esh, it means you have to be burnt from fire mamish. But if your hand touches a hot coal, that's not called a michvas esh. So you see here what cold is not cold like fire. So the only reason why here you have this simonim, if you have a burn from coals, that's called a shchin, it's only because there's an extra pasuk. But without the extra pasuk, I wouldn't say that. So the kashan Rebbe, how could Rebbe say if you put your korban pesach on top of hot coals, that's called sliyesh? I, the Torah's mashmi, it's not called esh. And the Gemara Omalei, kecholesh shel etz, lo yitzra kru, enechnami l'rabuya, enechnami. Avad, if you have coals that came from wood, but first you burnt the wood, so the wood that's burnt, there was fire there. So even when the fire dies down and you only have the coals, pshita, that is called fire. For that, I don't need a pasuk michvas esh to tell me michva michvam, even a wooden coal. No, ki yitzra kru, when do I need the chishin pasuk is, legecholesh shel matchis. In the case you have coals, means hot, or metal. A hot metal, there was never really a fire. When you burn hot metal, the metal never becomes in fire. There's never really called a fire there. It's just it gets so hot that it like melts down, becomes into a small coal. But I call upon a matchis, that doesn't have a shame esh. So here I would think, maybe that's not called michvas esh. I need an extra pasuk, michva michvam, even a coal, a metal coal, is also called, included in michvas esh. V'enachnam, your regular coal made from wood, that's pshita, that is called esh, and therefore if you burn your korban pesach on top of hot coals, your yetz, it's okay, because that's called tliyesh. So it wouldn't be a kasha from Rebbe. For the Gemara, another kasha though. V'agave bas koin, t'yachsiv b'esh t'yisorif. It says a bas koin, she has nus, halacha is, you're supposed to kill her. She's mechuyas reifa. If she was meresis, she was married to somebody, and then she has nus with somebody else, halacha is, she has to get reifa, you have to burn her. And the pasuk says, how do we burn her? But eishti sorif. She has a chiyuv misa sreifa, you have to burn her in fire. Now, how do we burn the bas koyin? V'yomar Rav Masna. How do we do it? Psila shel eiver hoyoisin lo. Used to take hot lead and make the hot lead very, very hot and throw it down her mouth. That was considered the eishti sorif. As the chur of the kasha, why is it called eishti sorif? The chur, if you're telling me now you have to have fire, he just got finished saying that metal is not called fire. So here it says, used to throw down a hot, boiling hot lead
which is like metal. So why is that called Eish? You're telling me now lead is, metal is not called a fire. Trashi, psila shel eiver, matichai v'zerchot tech piya. Used to heat up, melt up this hot lead, and throw it down the mouth. So the Kash Shrizi just got finished saying that by Michves Eish, the Chiddush is that a gecholah shel matchis, that metal is not called fire. So why here are you allowed to kill her with metal? The pasuk says Beish Tisarif. Now the Gemara, Shani Hosam to Yom Akro Beish Tisarif. There's an extra, it says Beish in fire, but Tisarif. Tisarif, when it says an extra word Tisarif, it should be burnt, is Larabais Kol Sreifais Habois Menesh. Not only fire mamish, but anything that was heated up from fire, you could also use to kill her. That's what the Torah says Beish Tisarif. Rashi Tisarif. Kol mine sreif, any type of burning, mashma, mida like siv ba'esh v'nishtik. The Torah just should have said, ba'esh, you kill it with fire. What did the Torah say, ba'esh tisarif? Tisarif was mashma, any type of burning. I want the Torah say, eish for then? It means metchila had to be heated up from fire, like here this metal. How did you heat up this hot lead? First it was cooking in fire, it was over the fire, and now you have this hot lead by itself, so even though the lead itself is not called eish, but since it was heated up from fire, that's called tisoris. So that's why you're allowed to kill the bas koyin with this hot lead. So the more of a kol shchein eish atzma, and of, no, it's fine. So the more is a kash like now. So the kol shchein eish atzma, and you want to tell me also fire could also be good, like Rashi says, losh kushi, there's a kasha. So what you're saying now, the eish tisoris means it's a riboy, any type of a fire, not only fire mamish, but even something that was heated up from fire. But fire itself, mashmi, you could do. If you put mamish a lighter up on fire mamish, you'd also do the mitzvah. Fred Gemara Bazoi, v'nakif lo chavili zmaris v'nikla. How come that? So why don't we do like that? Lechur, that's what we should do. We should put around the chavili zmaris, twigs that burn fast, v'nikla, and then burn her up. So be mekayim the pasuk poshid. Beish tisar, burn her up mamish with fire. So why don't we use fire? If you tell me you could use fire, so why do we have to throw down lead for them? Why don't you mamish burn it with fire mamish? Now the more that's not shver. Asiyah sreifah sreifah mibnei Aaron. We learn out here it says beish tisarif, and it says by bnei Aaron when they were killed, it also says the Eloshin sreifah. Is malahalan, how were they killed? Sreifah neshama. Just said like through the nostril, through the nose, fire went down and killed them. The guf kayim, the whole guf was kayim though. Is Afkan, the same thing here, when you kill this Bas Kayin, you're not supposed to mamish use fire to burn up a body, but rather Sreifas Neshama, the Guf Kayin. It should just be something that kills her, but her body stays Kayin. So that's good. If you throw down hot lead, you don't destroy the body, it just kills her. That's the Pshaf in the Pasuk, Beish Tisarif. So Drashi, B'nei Aaron, Sreifas Neshama, B'Guf Kayin Hu. This Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, how did the B'nei Aaron die? Kim in Beis Chutin Shel Eish. Like two lightnings of fire went down their nose, and it only killed the neshama, but the bodies were not burnt up. See, also, the pasuk says beish tisarif, that means not literally to use fire. Fire you shouldn't do to destroy the body, but rather do something just to take out the neshama and not destroy her body. For the more if so, for neved lo chamayor, why don't you do it in hot water? Stop, pour down hot water in a bed. What do you have to use? What do you use hot lead for? Why don't you use hot water? The drashi chamiyor roischin abinami sreifas neshama the guf kaim. It'll also be the neshama will be the guf will be kaim. And the more mishum the Rav Nachman. The Yom Rav Nachman on Makro the pasuk says v'yahavta l'reicha kamoicha. Supposed to love your brother, to love your friend. Have l'reicha kamoicha is boroloi misa yofin. Tristan, even b'shas somebody's mechuyev misa. This vast kain did a chet. She was mezana. She has the chiyev to have misa. Even b'shashi killing her, still we dash and we have b'recha k'mecha, give her a nice type of a misa. Don't give her a misa that would make her look not nice. Give her a better type of a misa. So Mela, that's a smart way to use hot lead. Vice-versa, if you throw down boiling hot water, that would be make too much mias, so ruin the whole body like. It would be too much of a mias. Mashen came to use the hot lead, that's better. That doesn't make it mias, doesn't make it disgusting so much. But hot water will make her body more disgusting. Mashma. Or else maybe it means fakir, maybe it means you kill her fast this way, maybe it means hot water won't kill her so fast. So she'll have more fakir. She'll have more pain, it'll mean. So Mashiach, if you throw down hot lead, that will kill her faster, she won't have so much pain. So it's gotta give her the nicer misa, she shouldn't have that much pain. That's why we use hot lead. That will kill them much faster. But saying to throw hot water, it'll take longer. It'll be more torture. Fred Gemara. Once we have Rav Nachman's svara, that's why we should not use like you should give her a nice type of a misa of a zay gzeira shava lomeli. What do I have to have the gzeira shava to trash from the yaron lomeli? Taitik liochad loy makfinon chavilez maris dabar la misa yafabinin. A pshita, you should not just put twigs around her and light a fire there and let her burn. It'll also be more torture there. As once we have Rav Nachman's svara to give her a nice misa, this is the best type of misa you give her. Throw the hot lead down her mouth, love the least torture. So what do you have to have a gzeira shava for from Bnei Aaron, that you shouldn't burn the body? Just the neshama, she learned it out from this from Nachman Svara. Amri, the must like this, ilav gzeira shava, at the gzeira shava, hava mina, sreifas neshama, the guf kayim, lav sreifi. I would have thought that no, the Torah says, ba'ishti sari, we're supposed to burn her in fire. So without the gzeira shava, I would think if you just throw hot lead down the body, true, you're killing her, but maybe that's not called sreifa. Maybe when the terrorist said sreif, you should burn her, that means literally, you have to burn up the whole body. Maybe, Taki, you have to destroy the body. That's John the Pusik. So if the Pusik says you have to burn the body, you can't say the svara, bara la misa yofa, we're not gonna burn the body. We'll give her a nice misa, throw down the aver. No, the terrorist says you have to burn the body. So the term would mean you have to burn it, then you'd have to burn the body. The first time you did the shove up, the server are now from by Bnei Aaron, they also says the server. So I see burning does not have to mean you have to destroy the whole body, but rather burning could also mean the burning of the neshama is also called Veishti Sarif. So once I have the Gzeira Shava from Bnei Aaron, that the Taisha Veishti Sarif doesn't mean literally burn up the whole body, but just rather destroy the neshama, now I have Rav Nachman Svara. How do I destroy the neshama? The easiest way possible. So the easiest way is to throw down hot lead. So tomorrow, V'mishund Rav Nachman, Lashrefi. Yevi mishund Rav Nachman nefesh lechavil is zmaris tuva ki echad de Thomas biagolo. If just Rav Nachman svara, I have Rav Nachman svara nefesh lechavil is zmaris tuva ki echad de Thomas biagolo. I you can ask the kasher. The term means to burn a body mamish. So Arbizol, you have the kasher. Rav Nachman says you have to do a nice job. You have to reach a kamecha. The teretz is true. I'll put a very big fire there, so she'll be burned up very fast, bagola, very fast. So therefore, it's not a concern for if you have to reach a kamecha. Kamashvulon. That's why I need the gzeirah shavah from Bnei Aaron. Tell me, no, that the eshti sarf does not mean the whole body, but just rather the neshama. Once it means only the neshama, then I have the right just to throw down hot lead. So more of the elok eish lomeli. So now that we're saying when the pasuk says beishti sarif, eish is lav dafk, you don't need fire. So let the pasuk just says tisarif. What does the pasuk say? Ba'esh tisarif. And the Gemara lafuke eva mikarin. You can't use hot lead that comes out of the earth. Even though the hot lead coming out of the earth is also very hot, but that's not called esh. That wasn't heated up from fire. So you have to use something, ba'esh tisarif, telling me whatever you're using now has to be heated up from fire and not heated up lead that comes out of the earth. Omale Rabbi Yimel Rab Zeira. V'cholheicho dichsid ba'esh tisarif. Is that true? Like you're saying here by Bas Koin, the way you kill a Beis Tisarif means anything that came out of the heat from fire, not that you have to burn it with fire, you could burn it with hot lead, because the hot lead was heated up from fire. Is that true? For Gavi Paraman Esrofim. So a Pasha, certain Chatoyis, Paraman Esrofim, is supposed to burn the meat of the par. Paraman Esrofim. The Sibu, the Torah says, V'soraf Oisoy Al Eitzim Beish. You're supposed to burn the pieces of meat on top of wood, ba'esh and fire. V'tan you will learn ba'esh. You have to burn this pieces of meat. Has this chatoyis that the din is supposed to burn it. The meat has to be burnt in fire. V'loy b'sid roseich, not in hot line. V'loy b'gavsis roseich, not another type of hot line. So here you see what? That esh means mamish fire, and not something that was heated up from fire. Even though he also says the word v'sorof. It says v'sorof oisei al etzim ba'esh. And the more poshid, omalei, hochi ashtar, what's the sushtom? What's the kasha one from the other? First it says the word veish. Then it says the word tisorif. Veish tisorif. So we say l'rabbos kol sreifos haboyis machmaseish. It comes to include any type of thing that was heated up from fire. Has it said the word fire first, and then it says tisorif, so not only fire mamish, but anything that was heated up from fire, you could also use to kill them. It says the word v'sarah first. So now it's explaining, the Torah is explaining. That's what I said, you have to burn it. How do you have to burn it? It says, al eitzim b'esh. So lipsoif esh. It says the word esh at the end of the pasuk. Lemem with the teacher. The esh in. Midiachrin eloi. So it depends where it says the word fire. If the word fire was said first, and then it says the word tisarev, it's coming to explain that esh is lav dafkam, but anything that was heated up from the fire. But where the pasuk says tisarev first, and then it besarev first, and then it says the word esh, it means that you have to burn it only with fire, nothing else. So tomorrow, the name of esh in midachrin eloi. It's awesome nam for tomorrow. Awesome nam, you know, akasha. Sreifal ipsayf. Even by the Paraman HaSrafim, it also says at the end of the Pasuk the word Sreifer. It says it again. The Pasuk says,